When Liberal Justice Jill Karofsky was sworn into the court over the weekend, its conservative majority narrowed from 5-2 to 4-3. Some have pointed out the narrower majority means better odds for liberal rulings from the court, because only one conservative justice would need to swing from his or her colleagues to sway an opinion. Alan Ball is a professor at Marquette University and the author of SCOTUS Stats, a blog that analyzes the court's opinions. He says, based on previous opinions, conservative Justice Brian Hagedorn could be that swing vote.
He's the one that seems most likely to go his own way, or the one that would be, maybe to put it another way, most difficult for the conservatives to keep in the fold.
The state's highest court is expected to rule in the coming months on a case that could purge up to 129,000 voters from Wisconsin voter rolls. It could also hear any challenge to Governor Tony Evers' new statewide mask mandate. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.